Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event.
KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. We are going to have a very fun conversation. This should have taken place last week, but unfortunately it didn't. We're going to make up for it, though, on today's edition of the show. Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. The two will battle on August 26th. It'll be at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. And to clarify to all those who continue to talk to me about the fight, it is straight boxing. There is no elements of UFC or MMA at all in this fight. It'll be straight boxing August 26th at T-Mobile Arena. Joining us right now to talk about it, we have Larry Pepe of Pro MMA Radio. Larry had joined us before the official announcement of the fight, talked about some of the ramifications and how things may actually work for Conor McGregor moving forward and if we'd ever see him on a UFC card again. And now Larry is joining us to talk Mayweather-McGregor once again. Larry, great to get you on today. Thank you.
Great to be here. I hate to start a segment with you, Jordan, correcting you, but to say that they are going to, quote, I'm quoting you now, battle on August 26th, I have to take exception. I mean, that suggests that this is a fight, and I refuse to call it a fight. I am calling it what it is, which is, this is my phrase, it is a joint venture between businessmen to make as much money as humanly possible. And that does not suggest a battle. That suggests that they both show up, get this charade over with, and cash their checks, and we all go home.
So you're saying right now, and again, maybe you need to make this perfectly clear to some of the listeners, because again, this is Larry Pepe of Pro MMA Radio, the finest MMA mind that I know, covers the sport in depth. You're saying Conor McGregor has no chance at winning this fight.
I'm gonna put the chance at somewhere around a half of 1%, only because two men step in a ring and swing at each other. There's that one in a million, one in a thousand, one in a hundred chance that he lands something. Floyd could, I don't know, be stepping out of the way and snap an ankle. Like, those are the paths to victory for me. So as close to no chance as you can say when two people get in a ring or a cage and start swinging at each other. It's a joke to me. It truly is. I understand it. I understand the financial aspect of it, and we can go through the different reasons why I don't believe McGregor has any chance. Here's the funny thing. That is not disrespecting McGregor. Floyd would have no chance if they fought in a cage under UFC rules, but the kind of fun fact that people lose sight of here is that Conor McGregor doesn't box. Conor McGregor has as much time inside a boxing ring in amateur or professional competition as you and I. He has never spent a second in a organized boxing match. Now, you can tell me, well, he spars in the gym all the time. That's all great. But MMA striking and boxing are not the same. The foot positions are different. The movement is different. The things that you, even your stances are different. The way that he holds his hands. There are people who think, well, he's an elite striker in MMA, which he is. He's a fantastic striker in MMA. And does he have power? Yes, he does. But people seem to ignore that in MMA, they use 4-ounce gloves. So when he hits you in MMA and he has a 4-ounce glove on, that is much more prone to display power than when he has these 10-ounce gloves on, which is, it may not sound like much to the average person, but it is a monstrous difference. And over the course of the fight, I think those 10-ounce gloves are going to start feeling like concrete slabs on his hands. They're going to get very heavy. I've talked to boxers who tell me this, who say you don't understand the difference of having that size of a glove on. So the gloves are going to get heavy for him. By definition, when you are throwing punches with something that weighs 10 ounces versus 4, your speed is going to be less. the impact, the velocity, the power is all going to be less. And then on top of it, if he does connect with Floyd, and I say if, because, oh yeah, last time I checked, Floyd is statistically the greatest defensive boxer in the history of boxing. But if he does connect, even with whatever power is left, when you take the speed out and everything else, Floyd has a 10-ounce cushion he's getting hit with, not a 4-ounce cushion like you see Conor landing on guys in MMA. So there's a multitude of other factors, but just off the top of my head, that's the first thing that jumps off the page to me. And last but not least, Jordan, when no one can touch Floyd, when professional boxers who are elite at their sport, at their discipline, who train that discipline every day, who prepare specifically for Floyd Mayweather with, oh yeah, boxing trainers, which right now, Conor doesn't have one. Conor is training with the same people he trains with in MMA, which is mind-boggling to me. But all those guys, from Canelo to Cotto, and go down the list, they couldn't find Floyd. They couldn't hurt Floyd, except for Zeb Judah and Shane Mosley for a second. But Conor McGregor is going to do it? Unless Floyd has aged immeasurably in the 2 years, for a guy who doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and never gets out of shape, unless he has aged and his reflexes have gone to crap in the last 2 years, no, he has no chance.
Again, Larry Pepe, a pro MMA radio hour guest right now. Everything you just said was everything that I was going to give you on a follow-up, Larry. Like, to me, there's no logical explanation for me to believe that Conor McGregor can win this fight. So with that being said, I view Floyd Mayweather as borderline sociopath. And so when someone tells me he would take money over 50-0, you're insane. Because part of the knock on Floyd Mayweather throughout his career is he has picked and chosen his opponents at his liking at the age where he felt they were ripe, right? So that's been the talk of Floyd Mayweather over the last 5-6 years. Why would Conor McGregor take this fight? Is it simply because if he loses to Floyd Mayweather, we look back on it and we say, yeah, he lost a boxing fight to Floyd and he made $100 million or however much he's going to make off of this fight? Or does legacy just not mean that much to some people? I mean, which way do you view Conor McGregor in taking this fight?
Oh, listen, if I were Conor, I'd take the fight too. This is a straight lottery ticket. I mean, let's be real. I don't believe he's going to make $100 million. I think that's Dana White's talking hyperbole, and I think it's...
I agree.
But let's just say he makes 50. But he's got to fight like 2 years in the UFC to make 50. Maybe more than that, right? Especially because, here's the little flip side. I believe he has 5 different people that he could logically fight in the UFC. I think he loses to 4 of them. So if there was ever a time to cash the lottery ticket, because if he goes to, let's say he's in the UFC, let's say he fights Nate Diaz again, he can beat Diaz. Diaz can beat him too, though. That's not a gimme fight for Conor. But then you look at Tony Ferguson, you look at Khabib Nurmagomedov, you look at GSP as a potential fight for him. You look at 170, Tyron Woodley, Demian Maia. I think they all beat him. So what is his cash value if he loses, say, 2 fights in a row in the UFC? He's not going to be making this kind of, it'll take him 3 years to make this kind of money. So for him, it's a straight money grab, and I think people will argue, and I think there's some credence to this argument, it doesn't really affect his legacy because he's not a boxer. I keep coming back to that central point that people want to kind of forget about. The guy is not a boxer. So let's say he goes in and gets destroyed, which I expect to happen. Let's say he looks almost foolish, which I expect to happen. He can walk out and say, hey, you know what? I just fought the best boxer of this generation. I never boxed before. I gave it a shot. I challenged myself. And, oh, yeah, I cashed a $50 million lottery ticket, so screw you. Who's going to fault him for that, really? Who's going to hold that against him? Right? No more so than people hold James Toney's wrecking at the hands of Randy Couture in an MMA fight against him. So So I don't think it really affects Connor's legacy. And if you can cash this kind of lottery ticket and not really affect your legacy too much, why not? Now, on the Floyd side, I agree with you. I think as much as he's obsessed with money, I think he's obsessed with that O more than money. Like, I think, you know, because I've had people tell me, well, might Floyd throw the fight so then they can rematch and he can beat him up and then he can make another $100 million? And I said, you know, I don't know Floyd, but my take on Floyd as an observer is that the only thing that means more to Floyd than money is that undefeated record. And I know he's already trademarked 50-0. I don't believe he has any interest in fighting multiple fights. I think he's, you know, for whatever crappy human being he is, he's a hell of a businessman. And he came back. Why wouldn't you come back? It's a gimme fight against a guy who can't box, and you're going to make nine figures. And that's what made all the Oscar De La Hoya stuff kind of comical, where he's saying, this is going to hurt boxing, this is going to do that. Yeah, but you were trying to get this fight for Canelo. Bob Arum was trying to get this fight for Manny Pacquiao. And the idiot, Bob Bennett, who's the executive of the State Athletic Commission, who sanctioned this thing, said that it was meaningful to him in deciding to sanction the matchup that Arum and Oscar were trying to make fights with McGregor for their best guys. And I'm thinking, you can't be this dumb. Of course they are, because it's a mega payday for the easiest fight they'll ever have because, oh yeah, I hate to say this again, Jordan, he's not a boxer.
Well, don't tell McGregor fans that or MMA fans that, because it seems that fact seems to slip their mind when looking at this fight. Larry, this is a fascinating conversation. We have to get out for a quick commercial break. Can you come back and do one more segment with us?
Absolutely.
Excellent. More Drive Time Sports coming up with Larry Pepe of Pro MMA Radio as we talk Mayweather-McGregor, which is exactly 2 months away from today. Back in just a moment here on Drive Time Sports.